It's 10:09 on the Big 550 KTRS. John Grace and Jennifer Blome here with you. And I just realized I did something with my show sheet, and it's gone.
Oh, here it is, so, right here.
Oh, okay. So now I have no idea what we're talking about. Yeah, good for Max for sending this stuff to us in the email.
I can tell you, we are at the Club Store Outlet in the Warson Wood Shopping Center. We'll be here until 1 o'clock today, so we hope you will stop by. We have a lot planned for you in our show today, and we want to start off right out of the gate with our guest. Somebody just walked in and said to Angela Ingersoll, "You look familiar. You look like Judy Garland." And you've heard Angela on our show before, and she's back in town appearing at the Grandel Theater June 21st for End of the Rainbow. So good to see you, Angela.
Hello. It's wonderful to be back. Thank you, Jennifer.
Good and I remember you buy all your clothes at pinupgirl.com.
Yes. My endorsement out there. I hope it's working.
So tell us about End of the Rainbow.
It is a heartbreaking and beautifully exciting play. So last time I was here talking to you guys, I was doing a concert in which I walk on stage and say, "Hi, I'm Angela Ingersoll, and Judy's my favorite singer. Hey, let's sing some songs." This is quite different. This is a play that originated in London and was written about the end of Judy's life. So it's set in 1968 in London. She would die shortly thereafter in summer of 1969. And this is a very raw inside look of everything she was carrying on her shoulders by this point in her life. She was 46 years old at the time, and she's doing a big string of shows with her fifth husband in tow, and the only accompanist she could find who was still crazy enough to ride the roller coaster of trying to put up a show with her.
Yeah.
So you spend time in the hotel room getting to know the behind-the-scene world of Judy Garland, and then the play often shifts to on-stage live concert segments. And so it's big and exciting musical numbers and a great band. It's actually the same band that played with me, of wonderful St. Louis musicians when I was here before in St. Louis. So some really, really hip cats who will class up the joint for us.
You mean you can sing too?
Yes, she can.
I can.
Yes, she can.
Make loud noises.
We remember it well. And that's, you know, it's funny because as you were describing that and her, you know, being on tour with her fifth husband in tow, mm-hmm. and all of that, I realized how little I know about the end of Judy Garland's life.
Right. And most of our connection, most people, our connection is Dorothy. And think
right.
of that beautiful young girl. And she was a an artist that remained relevant through the end of the 60s, and a lot of us have her on a shelf at the end of the 30s or maybe the beginning of the 40s in
right.
our minds, but when she was America's sweetheart. But she went through a lot of trials and tribulations in Hollywood, and largely centered around her struggle, her personal struggle with addiction. So that is a topic that brings some of the gravity to the play that you'll experience, and also gives us the opportunity for the music to create a really redemptive feeling, a feeling of salvation. So there are a lot of tears that are flung around the stage, but there's also a lot of laughter and excitement and
Angela, tell
music.
Tell us a little bit about the music toward mm-hmm. the end of her life, because as you are talking, I realize I just think of her.
It's a big, huge repertoire, really. I mean,
did a movie that was set here in town. I mean, that
there is that one, and there is a hearken to that within this show.
Oh, good. Okay.
You're definitely going to hear the trolley song in this one, too. So, of course, Over the Rainbow is featured, but you do have to wait for it.
Mm-hmm.
We all
got
to
yep.
earn that one. That's the anthem. The Man That Got Away from A Star Is Born. And that's a great number from the 50s, actually, so we're getting a long span of her career and time. We've also got pieces of her very famous Carnegie Hall performance are featured in this, the 1961 Carnegie Hall performance. So from that, you'll get things like When You're Smiling and Come Rain or Come Shine, that bongo arrangement of Come Rain or Come Shine that's really explosive. It's terribly exciting.
I hope this isn't a dumb question, but are there references to Liza in it?
That is a brilliant question, actually, because think it is you're so insightful. I think it is one of the most interesting things about this play is she is a woman with three children at this point in her life, and the playwright, Peter Quilter's wonderful playwright, has very specifically crafted Judy to not speak about her children.
Okay.
Because Judy, she knows she's nearing the end of her life in her heart. She, at this point, went to London to take this string of gigs to play at a place called the Talk of the Town, which is now the London Palladium. She's there with her fifth husband. She's left the kids back at home in the care of her former husband, Sid Luff. Liza, at this point, is a young adult who's very successful in New York. And I think there's way too much heartache. It's Christmas time and she's not with them. So let's talk about other things.
We avoid it because she's avoiding it.
Yeah. And so I love doing talkbacks with the audience. And I've gotten this question a couple of times in talkbacks, like, well, why didn't you tell us more about Liza? And it's like, therein lies the answer to your question, is it's too painful for her at that point in her life.
Now, Angela, in this production, is there interaction with the audience?
Yes, in the concert sequences. The concert sequences allow the fourth wall to go away, and I can be in real time with them. So I am still at that point in character as Judy Garland. I'm wearing wonderful costumes that are recreations of many of her famous costumes, such as the Valley of the Dolls gold suit and things like that. I ad-lib a little bit with people during that, but I know that there's still an entire rest of the play we have to get to at some point tonight, so I do keep it on track enough that we're not there for 4 hours singing all of the hits. We keep the train moving on its tracks.
And did those costumes from the end of her life come from pinupgirl.com too, or do you go to vintage?
Yes, they did. No, of course. No, she.
Judy wasn't shopping online much.
She wasn't shopping online much. No, she was old fashioned in that way.
Yeah.
My costumes come from the original production of this play I did, actually. A wonderful designer in Chicago named Bill Morey designed these costumes, and so I truck them around every time I do the show. This will be my third production, actually, of Into the Rainbow. I've done it in Chicago and in Los Angeles, and I'm now here to do it in St. Louis, and I'm actually going back to L.A. in August to do it again.
End of the Laguna Rainbow.
Beach.
It's going on the 21st through July 1st. So June 21st through July 1st at the Grandel Theater. And can't wait to see it. It's going to be a terrific show.
Yes, Angela, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh,
St. Louis loves
you.
I'm glad you keep coming back.
I love it here. Thank you.
Oh, and we should tell everyone, if you want tickets, go to MetroTix.
That's everything in town, it appears, is on MetroTix.
Yeah.
Yes.
Go there.
Yeah. Right.
314-534-1111.
You can Google End of the Rainbow with Angela Ingersoll.
Thank you, friends.
Thank you.
It was great seeing you, Angela.
Come back anytime.
I'd love to. Thank you.